Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I love this episode, and I needed it, y'all, because...
It's a good tell-all.
It was great.
It's a good tell-all.
I was putting baby powder on my dad's balls tonight, and I just was thinking, I don't want to do this anymore. And this show cheered me up. This episode cheered me
you
up.
You know, that's a lot. That's a lot for all of us. It's a lot for me to handle. It's a lot for our listeners to handle that you're baby powdering your father's balls.
I literally told him,
did
okay,
you touch
daddy.
Them instead of, did you just sprinkle it? You just kind of like,
no, you, oh, you've got, you got to get it in the crevice so that way it keeps things dry.
Why don't you, can he not do that?
He is, but he's just having a hard night. He's very tired. And also emotionally, he's going, y'all, send prayers to Papa Chelsea. He's going in the hospital for like 3 weeks to a month
right.
to do stem cells.
Oh, so he needs to have his balls handled.
And this cancer, you know, they tested the chemo. They tested it like 3 days ago just to see how it reacts mm-hmm. because it's that dangerous. That little bit of chemo, his hair is completely falling out in chunks and he's been sleeping 20 hours a day.
Oh, that's rough.
Cut to...
You're actually making me believe the cancer's real, so kudos.
Kudos.
Kudos. Kudos, well, Meryl Streep.
So wow. I don't sugarcoat things with my dad and I said, hey... Honey, when you go
best
in there...
Best supporting actress for you, for this one.
Lead. But whenever
it's
I
always
said
supporting,
you,
honey.
It's always supporting.
They're always the best.
They are the best. Thank you. I said, when you go in there, it's going to knock you out. So, anyway.
Gotta get your balls powdered.
That's why I'm eating a golden double-stuffed Oreo while I do this show.
Golden Oreo. Y'all, this
because
is...
Because I need it.
This is reality gaze.
Welcome to Reality Gaze.
So you're getting treated, if you're on the video, if you're on Reality Gaze Extra at the $15 level, you're getting video of me in my new apartment being heavily lit and Matty looking like he's in a prison.
Yep.
I'm in an apartment. Up against a bed.
Because the desk that I ordered never got here.
Looks like he's about to play Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board.
Uh-huh. The desk that I ordered never got here, and then it got canceled, and then the people didn't know how it was a shit show.
I burnt my thumb for the first time on my oven tonight. It was the rite of passage.
You really are going through a lot more than me. Wow. Wow.
I wasn't trying to compare. I was saying that means I'm in my apartment because I'm burning my hands on things.
That's fair.
I do burn my hands on things. It's actually gonna blister. Oh well.
I love this show. And this season and
you mean
even this tell-all.
You love the tell-all.
Yeah, I can't stand you. But no.
No, I mean not our show. But I'm saying
actually to be honest. I love the show, and I'll be honest, my boyfriend called me to check in. I said, hey, babe, I'm going to start a podcast. And he's like, is everything okay? You seem just really excited. And I said, I just love my job. I'm just so excited to talk about this with Poodle.
Oh, that's sweet. Wish I could say the same. But no, I am excited to talk about this with you. I'm you know what? If anything, I'm glad we're wrapping up this season. And it's not been, when I look back, what they say about women who've had a baby, your body kind of, your hormones are fired and you forget all the horrible things. Mm-hmm. You're kind of ready to move on. Uh-huh. That's kind of where I am.
Okay.
I still feel super betrayed by Mike and Natalie and them keeping us on that. I remember as they kept walking us through the storyline, I'm like, oh my God, it was so hard to watch. Everyone on the other people on the panel are like, yeah, this was hard.
But it was kind of validating to see it in this tell-all because I think this was Sean Robinson's best tell-all.
You know, she was listening and she was doing a lot less of trying to create intrigue. She was just really asking questions that she wanted to know, I felt like.
It was less hosting, more interviewing.
Yeah, it was a lot less produced than normal. And thank God we're back in the studio and no more Zoom. The thing about the Zoom stuff, you guys, is they act like fucking, when they're in the studio, they have to behave. So that's like fucking Larissa and Eric-y on their Happily Ever After. They were just like children. And if you're in the studio, you have to behave. Unless you're Angela. Then you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I liked this season. I did like it. I'm ready for something new. Happily Ever After commercials look good.
Looking back on it, I think this is the worst group of men we've had.
Yes.
In 8 seasons. Which is saying something.
Which is saying something because we are on the season of Mark and Nikki.
And Nikki, we've been through Big Ed. We've been through, who else? We've been through Ricky.
I think Big Ed is not even in the same league as the men on this season.
I agree. We've been through Pole. We've been through, who else? And who else was a complete fucking disaster as a man?
Some too many lists. Who knew that the guy with the big lips who what was her name? The guy, and then he was the love with the girl from the woman from Haiti.
Oh, Sean and Abby.
Sean. Who knew though that besides Ziad and Rebecca, because they're on their own kind of island of everybody loves them, besides Ziad, who knew Jovi would turn out to be my favorite guy from this season?
Fuck.
Well, I'm totally excited to see them now in Happily Ever After.
And you know what? I think I really do think he may have gotten the worst edit of the guys.
I think so too. And but ladies or gay men like me who want a baby and feel like sometimes they have ovaries, when Yara talked about how he was as a father, I wet my pants.
I've also got to say, with makeup on, and they put a little bit of product in that hair of his.
And he got a better haircut.
He got a better haircut. He looks a lot better. Something about his mouth hole isn't bothering me as much as it normally does.
Uh-oh. You want to fuck Joey.
No. Although on Bears All...
I didn't know what you were about to say. When you said Bears, I went, oh, God.
On Bears from Chicago that I watched last night.
The Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
He was entertaining, and he's good time Jovi. I understand why Yara fell for him.
Yeah, she looks great.
This she like looks less great.
This is actually... This is like, y'all know when a celebrity like is always wearing like 4 pounds of makeup, lashes, the whole thing, and then they do a nude look and or like a Neutrogena simple, ad.
Can we talk about the looks just for a second? So
yeah, she looked great.
We don't really need to talk about the guys except for Andrew, who we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about Andrew.
All the guys looked normal.
They look fine.
Jovi was wearing a fucking t-shirt, which is pretty appropriate. I did not love what Julia was wearing. It looked like she was trying to be fashion forward, but it looks like she was just wearing a sleeping bag.
And yeah, I didn't love it. I thought Natalie looked beautiful, I have to say.
Nah, she's just too, I like it's the just color. Too Natalie for me.
It's too extra,
it's
but it's
too
Natalie.
Flamenco. But I'm out on the town. I know. I can't support that kind of a standard. It is very Natalie.
You know, you say that, and then when someone is critiquing, I don't know, when you're on television one day, that's before they yank us off, before the censors get to us. But they're going to be
say
like,
something about God knows. I don't know.
And they're going to say, Poodle with that sequined caftan
so
with
poodle.
Zebra print. It's so Poodle.
That's how I know I've made it. But
Rebecca looked great.
Rebecca looked great. Now, I will
Rebecca
say.
Rebecca looked really good.
I like this hair that she's rocking now more than the long, almost Kacey Musgraves that her daughter did.
And I do like this hair better than that, but I like that.
You and I had disagreed about that. And
well,
I said.
For you, that's not logical every day, right? Like, that's
no,
not an everyday
hair. It's
just
hair. A look.
No, it's a look.
And to me, it was a look that's. But I don't. Unless she's going to be in a magazine, I say, why bother?
You're talking about the long kind of black hair.
Yeah.
It just seems like, it does seem like a lot of work, but
it seems
pretty.
Like a lot of work for an Instagram post.
Like, I would be, if I saw Rebecca in the middle of Walmart and after I screamed, but if I saw her in the middle of Walmart, I'd be like,
that's a lot of look.
Girl,
for
that's
a Walmart.
Lot of look for every day. But like for a photo shoot, I thought she looked beautiful.
Right.
And
I wish they'd have done a photo fucking shoot, but they just did an Instagram picture.
Well, that's what everybody does now.
But there wasn't a lot of pictures and it wasn't lit well.
Exactly. And so. I think that was everybody.
Y'all, lighting is everything.
It is.
If you think to yourself, you know, I'll let lighting go. You need to back that fuck up.
Lighting and sound are more important actually than camera.
Totally. As is evidenced by the way he's looking right now and the way I'm looking like God is shining in my face.
I've got to get up at 5 a.m. to take my dad to the hospital. I'm doing what I can. Doing what I can.
You know what? It's not that I'll be happy when your father doesn't have cancer. I'll just be happy you can't use it as excuse anymore. Oh,
I don't know what you mean. Don't know what you mean.
What about other looks? Anybody else? Tariq and Hazel, they were barely alive.
Yeah.
And of course, y'all, Stephanie would have been serving us looks. However, she's now suing Matt Sharp, so her and Ryan are not invited.
Okay, I have to say,
I'm very disappointed.
I shouldn't say this on the air because you're not going to like it, but there is a 50-50 Instagram video of Stephanie that she posted on her own Instagram story. I kind of think we should watch it and do it as a special episode.
I did not. So she's like, I will hair, do my own tell all.
Yes. And she's like, so I'm here.
Me and Cuckoo are going to go do our own tell all.
I'm here with my friend. His name's Bobby. And Bobby's been my personal trainer for 15 years. And he's just going to tell you about what he thinks about me and my life and how I was portrayed on this show.
Fuck off. Is she really doing that? Oh, my God.
And it's 15 minutes. And then, like, you fast forward because I didn't want to watch it all without talking to you first. But she's just here. Yeah, Matt Sharp, they're trying to get me this on their 10-cent show.
Everything you wear looks like it costs 10 cents.
Her hair looks like a Bratz doll and and like Malibu Barbie scissored, and out came a baby still not formed 7 months later with this horrible hair.
Wow.
And it's in pigtails and it's like poof. I know we don't have a lot of time.
We're going to have to do it. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to do it. It's going to be a special episode.
You know she's going to bring out that cat and feed it key lime yogurt on air. Cool. You want your key lime yogurt? Cool.
So, y'all, we're going to post it on our Instagram. We'll post a link, try to post it on all our social medias with you. If you want to follow Stephanie, but we're going to post it on our Instagram.
Let us watch it so you don't have to.
But we're going to talk about it. We're going to have to. Anyway,
I did miss her, but I'm glad we have that to look forward to. I don't think there were any other looks.
No more looks. Do you want to talk about Andrew now or later? I feel like later for Andrew.
Let's talk about him later.
But can we talk about what kind of threw me about this tell-all that I thought was so fucking... By the way...
Do we have announcements? We skipped it right over announcements.
Oh, my God. We skipped announcements for the first time in history.
It's because we desperately needed to talk about all this stuff.
Oh, it was so good. I just want to suck Matt Sharp's dick sometimes as a thank you.
There was a picture that was posted of him in that For Real show that Andy Cohen is hosting. And I'm watching it, and And it's not that I know people like him. His hosting and the way he asks questions to me is so fucking cringy.
Andy Cohen?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. But what show's he doing with Matt Sharp?
Where have you been? I know fake cancer and everything, but it's called For Real, The History of Reality Television. We've actually talked about it.
Yes, it's on E.
Yeah. But yes, he's interviewing Matt Sharp.
Oh. Snooze. Yeah.
But anyway, they just talked about Rock of Love and Flavor Flav's Flavor of Love.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't take enough of Andy Cohen to watch. You're gonna just have to tell me I'm not gonna watch it. Y'all, let's talk about some announcements. First of all, Pig Royalty has dropped the first episode.
Pig Royalty, the saga has begun.
It's worth Discovery Plus, y'all.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
We have to vibe off each other in the same room to do it. No.
So, Pig Royalty, I'm just saying it now. It's worth Discovery Plus. It's great. Just, y'all, even if you want to wait, we think it's going to be like 8 episodes. There's been 4 so far.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's 8 episodes.
Just buy 1 month and then wait till it all comes out. Buy 1 month and then catch up. And you can do that the same with the podcast. The first episode's out. The second episode's going to drop this week. It's a try before you buy, because then after that, it's going to go to the $8 tier on our Reality Gates extra platforms. So
I'm not lying. It is my favorite show of 2021. And I know that's ridiculous, but it is my favorite show of 2021.
It's very good. However, I will say, I am very excited about this sister show. I'm actually excited about this show.
I'm actually worried that it's going to be more cringeworthy than Smothered. And you know how I actually have a harder time with... There's something about familial shows that really bother me. Maybe it brings me back too much to Mother Poodle. You know what? We got to see if it's good at all.
We do.
I watched Pig Royalty and texted, we're doing it.
Well, I'll be there on the 25th. So, you know, we'll be there. We'll be able to watch it together.
Oh, it premieres the 25th. You're right.
Yeah. With Happily Ever After, which looked good. So Pig Royalty has dropped. That's going to, so catch up on that. What else, Poodle? Did we, oh, we announced our winners.
We announced the winners of March Madness Review-a-Palooza.
We did. We ended up having, I know we said five, but Poodle and I each had an honorable mention. We had seven.
We each picked an honorable mention. So you
They're
can listen.
All going to get a year's
it's
worth
a 20-minute show. It's a 20-minute show that we released this morning. So you can look at our regular feed and see that. We're actually not going to go over all those winners again now, but we've had two of the winners that contact us. So the other five, y'all come at the fuck at us.
Come at us. So if you submitted for that, make sure you listen to that episode that dropped today at noon on the 11th. It dropped on April 11th.
And if you don't like who won, you can contact thematmar@douche.com.
My email only works between the hours of 1:11 and 1:13
exactly.
a.m.
Uh-huh.
So there's that. And I think, is there anything else, Poodle?
We'll be announcing our Bicurious for April soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
But, and also just there's another tell all next week, and then we're going to get it happily ever after on the 25th. Yes. So,
and yes. And, you know, speaking of tell alls, y'all, we have watched it. We have not podcast about it yet. However, this week on our $5 tier for Reality Gates Extra, yeah. You know, we do classic, classless.
Yeah. Come at us. Classless.
This tell all so far is pretty good.
This is when they However, still had Erica Hill for season
y'all,
three.
Which we get it, y'all. She is great.
I'm an Erica Hill stan.
But I think Sean Robinson did more of that this episode that
she
I
did.
Really like, really really liked. But y'all, this season three tell all was been the best tell all we've watched so far. So if you want to relive some tell all nostalgia, jump on you can watch it on the $15 tier, but at the $5 tier is where you're going to get that.
You'll see us watching the $15 tier. You'll see us mouth agape watching Mark and Nikki.
This tell-all was like that in that after we watched that season three tell-all, I told Poodle, I said, see, this is what a tell-all does.
Yeah.
It reveals new things in the show. And they haven't been doing that, and then they did it this tell-all.
I'm telling you, it's this fucking Zoom tell-all. It just didn't work. There were no stakes to it.
It
like you could just go click if you were on the Zoom. You can't just walk off the set.
Yeah,
that's harder to do because you have a bunch of grips and producers yelling at you.
So I think that's all the announcements. We do want to remind people if you are at the $8 tier. Which is the normally Love After Lockup and the Smothered and those kind of shows tiers that is ad free for your pleasure. So
for
if you don't like
pleasure.
The commercials, that's the tier on Supercast or Patreon you can jump on. Anyway,
let's jump into this shit. So some crosstalk before we got into the meat of the show.
This was a whole different level of crosstalk.
Yeah, I agree. Yara comes in.
Jay talk.
Yara comes in to Julie, and they've been talking. You know, they're Ukrainians and Russians. They both speak. Well, they both speak Russian. And I liked it when Yara just like she comes in. And she's like she doesn't really say anything. She's like she's a bitch. Already Yara knows how to behave to make a good show. And I will say this now. Yara, especially of part one, Yara was the MVP of this, like we all kind of thought she might be.
She really, well, we'll talk about that later. But what I loved about this is like normally in the beginning, they're just kind of all saying hi.
Yeah, it's all
we don't get this.
Dumb
this
was, stuff.
They all are sitting in this room. It's Julia and Brandon first. Brandon's not looking forward to it. Julia, I still, a lot of people, this was not the best tell off for her. I still like Julia.
Well,
she was
came
like,
came off looking like a dumb butt.
Well, we're going to talk about, I think, why, because I think it's more than one of the sections. I think she might have been coerced to look like that because someone lured her in.
I don't think she knows a ton about the world. She's very young.
I think so too, yeah. Very young.
And
it's
so
very young.
Yeah.
And
she, unfortunately, for people who think you're when you're very young, your hubris is also very high. So you have a lot to say and you're going to talk about what you think, unfortunately.
It's why, thank God, Poodle and I weren't doing this kind of shit when we were younger.
we would have gone one show and they would have taken us off the air.
One, yeah,
things
one
that
show.
I would have said.
So they get in there. Rebecca and Zied come in there. Rebecca's like, you know, she's not looking forward to drama, but she sees Yara and Yara's
Zied's
like, Rebecca,
looking like a snack with
good.
Those glasses. Ooh,
he looks good. And Yara's like, Rebecca, you look so good. And Rebecca's like, thank you. And then, and so Mike shows up without Natalie.
Oh,
Mike's
that
like,
was the biggest thing. They showed up separately.
And he's like, well, it's been interesting. It's been, you know, hard times.
So saying, it's been, you know, like, they're, I don't
Julie's
know.
Like, where is Natalie?
Is their contract sewn up so much that they can't even say a word? I mean, what's going on?
I think that they're both really odd people. I think they're both just really weird
and
people
who
don't need to be together.
I thought it might be they were both in a way, even though they're both doing a reality show, they might have some kind of privacy issue, like they don't want people in their business. Why the fuck are you doing a reality show? That's part of it.
I think some people still naively think when they join on a reality show that they can control a narrative.
Ugh.
And y'all, even people that are famous reality show people, very few of them get to control their narrative.
Yeah. See, Exhibit A, Devin, you know, or anybody from 90 Day. Exhibit B, Pole. You know, if you think you're going to control how you are perceived, even Big Ed. I think Big Ed thought he was going to be universally loved.
I think he thought so too, yeah.
Boy. And he wasn't.
So I just think that, yeah. And so, you know, Mike's shaking his head. Then Andrew shows up. And Andrew gives us this bullshit of like, I just have bad feelings about the way things went down. You know, this is just going to be a healthy way to go through this.
Here's what he says. It's all still very distanced and very like a rehearsed answer. And he says, let's see, I wrote it down. You know, I'm still processing. I'm just still trying to emotionally come through it. But hopefully this will be what I need to get this. Instead of giving a real answer, he's giving some kind of textbook answer that he's rehearsed and thought about beforehand, which is why everyone hates his fucking guts. That's one of the reasons.
It's very, again, it's sociopath. Like, say what has been rehearsed.
I want to do a quick lightning round. Andrew was dressed in an interesting way.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, in a kind of a purple dress shirt with a vest and pants that were form-fitting. And online, they've already said, why is Andrew dressed like a blackjack dealer?
I think that was someone from the Cray Cray Discord.
Yes, dead on. Dead on. That's exactly how it was. I'm going to say, can you give me a couple other we'll go back and forth. Who else dresses this way? And where are they going? I'll start with another one.
Okay.
This is the first night at the Magicians Conference, and it's a mixer.
That was a great description, and I've been to the Magic Castle, and that got real.
Yeah.
That got real.
The first night, this is the mixer when you're meeting everybody, and you're talking shop, and you're fucking with your vest the whole time.
My first thought was the lead host at TGI Fridays in New York City.
Yes.
Like in more of a metropolitan.
Yes.
Yes.
You? I also said this is an outfit made entirely from the box sale at Structure in 1996.
Yes.
With
yes.
the vest, pants, like the kind of periwinkle shirt. Very 1996 from Structure.
I also just had an image of the guy at debate camp wearing his older brother's suit.
Yes, totally. Totally.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also, how about this? In middle school, you're having your first date at the Melting Pot.
Yes.
If you're really trying to impress your girlfriend.
Yes. Now I want the Melting Pot.
And y'all, you
now
know you
I
went
want
to
the melting
you know
pot.
You went to prom and you went to the motherfucking Melting Pot. Come at us if you went to the Melting Pot for prom, because I did.
I've never been to that restaurant. I just heard it's good.
But no, it's like
fondue.
In rural America where I grew up, that's where you go to have your big experience.
Oh, do they still have one on Beverly, or is it closed?
I think it's closed.
Oh, that and that garlic restaurant. I've never been to that restaurant either.
Not Johnny Garlic's. The Stinking Rose.
Yes.
No.
Is it still open?
Yes, I think it is.
Y'all, it's a restaurant in LA.
Those are for foreign tourists.
Everything has garlic in it.
And Lowry's is right there, which is a big.
Yeah.
I have one more.
Okay.
This is what you wear for theater tech awards night. Has to be. This is awards night.
Yeah, this is award. Kind this of that same night. Feeling of like your brother's suit at debate camp. It's very.
This is the best thing you have, but you mm-hmm. and you think you look like a motherfucking boss, and mm-hmm. you look like an idiot. This was my favorite outfit of the night because it was absurd.
His hair was pretty. He blow dried it.
He still looks like a huge douche. Boy, he has no idea he's the worst guy of the season.
I think he does. Although, here's the deal with people that are sociopaths. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. They don't get it. So, and honestly, y'all, we have had an over... Really, I'm going to use the word overwhelming. Like, a lot of people that have responded
Tens of people.
But still, I mean... I could count probably definitely on both, more than on both hands, of people that, because I've gotten messages, and I'm sure you have too, of people that, and this is what I love about these shows, about 90 Day Fiancé, and we've gotten several messages from Amira. She's a fan of the show.
Oh, she is the sweetest person over social media.
She is, but so many women related to this story, and that's what I love about this. And it still is a learning channel because you learn that your relationship is shit and you need to get out of that shit.
I will say,
I'm very happy that people had that realization.
I had more than two hands, people saying, yes, I was in theater, and yes, a guy like this rubbed my shoulders, and yes, he ran the light board.
I know you did.
It was one of the most accurate things I've ever said.
It's true. Almost more than Tim looking like embroidered jeans.
That's a close number one. But this is a close second.
I really like Tim now.
Me too. I never thought I would.
People change. So
and people so, change.
Oh God, you're excited to.
People so, change.
I do kind of like. I love one thing. I love it. You hit it on the. We're going to get into the show in a minute, but just a little kind of wrap this up. Julia is very naive and so naive in that. I love it how she got there first, and as everybody walks in, she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's you on my TV!" It's like she's a fan.
Yeah,
and she gets excited, and I do love that about her. Yara, Andrew comes in, and Yara's like, "I don't like him. He's in love with himself." And you can tell Julia isn't a fan either.
No.
Like,
none of the women
do. I'm loving this.
And all the men are like, yeah, I kind of like him. Because, you know, they barely watched it and they haven't really thought about it.
Yes.
Y'all, that's the thing about straight male privilege, or definitely straight white male privilege, but even straight male privilege, you don't have to think about so many things, but you don't have to suss people out. Because you think they're going to just be honest about who they are.
But speaking about honest, Natalie comes in totally giving Mike the silent treatment.
Yeah.
And she's talking, and they're talking in Russian to the other and to Yar and to other. And
Which
Julia
is the
does
first
that too.
Time they've done that this season.
And they're all talking. And then she basically says, look at this lady in yellow. She looks aggressive. And she's talking about Rebecca. And then she compliments Rebecca in English. She's like, oh, Rebecca, you look so beautiful. Good to see you. So she even says, you look good together, I think.
Yeah.
And she says, but if you're going to attack me, I'm going
Natalie,
to attack you
yeah.
too. This
that,
came out
that was
of
one
nowhere.
Of the weirdest things she says. Y'all, I still feel like Natalie's a goddamn nut bar. Like
I'm telling you, they're both, I think, really just insane people.
I, you know what? Mike's not interesting enough to be insane. That's the thing. Mike's just so emotionally shut down, and he's not interesting enough, sadly.
I agree.
I would take Natalie. This is weird. I would take Natalie over Mike any day to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Mike is kind of the worst of all possible worlds. He's just this black hole who refuses to take any agency in his life.
Oh, yeah. And neglect is sometimes worse than.
I actually wrote this down. Where he was talking. Actually, I said it later, but I said, being in a relationship with Mike would drive me to murder.
Oh, it would, me too.
Like, it.
But he is that guy. So many men have done this to my friends that are women. I'm going to take no responsibility. Yeah. I'm hands off. You're the crazy girl.
He thinks he's being the nice guy.
That's
the thing.
That's what I just said. I'm going to be the nice guy and not fuck you over.
I think, are we ready to get into the show?
Sure, I think we can get into the show.
Should we take a break?
Yes, I think you're right. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Mike and Natalie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
We're businesswomen. That's what I just said to Poodle. Because we were talking about business stuff.
We were. Y'all, that's what we do during the break. We talk about business.
And
we are workaholics.
You know, my dad does say that. He's like, Matt, do y'all ever not do a podcast?
No.
And I went, no.
No.
No, we don't.
The problem is, if it was a normal show, like that, like let's say we recapped CSI when they take high, and they take, that's Law and Order. God, you're so awful. And they take breaks. 90 Day doesn't. They're gonna fuck you with whatever dildo of the show. Any choice.
We're here.
Yeah.
But also too, this is gonna sound really super sweet, and you're probably gonna make fun of me.
I wanna move on.
Even though I know you feel this way. We get so many messages with people saying, this got me through this.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with this shit. It's like, it feels good to be an outlet for people.
I honestly, when we first...
Actually, you've been an outlet for people.
What do you mean? Oh. You put the male end and the female end. I've been an outlet for people, definitely. The holes.
Nine more days, y'all.
When we first started this, when we did TVT time and we did other things, and people said, you guys give me a lot of laughs, but we started doing 90 Day, and we started kind of just putting our own spin on things and lessons from our lives and how we helped our clients and things like that. And you guys came at us and said, this is really helpful. And I'm sure that was always in our mind subconsciously to do, but I don't know if we were ever trying to, we never had that intention.
No,
of doing that, but now I think we do.
For sure.
And just because I now know we have a platform for it, so
yeah, it feels nice to be helpful in the world.
Yeah, and that's always what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
I started out as a teacher, and even when I was teaching piano in high school, I was like, I want to teach. I want to help people.
I taught young children and went, this doesn't help anyone for me. Oh, God, I hated
it. Well, it's not even young kids. It's your teachers come in all shapes and sizes.
I'm not dogging teachers. I'm saying it wasn't for me.
Right.
That's why teachers, I'm like, give them the fucking golden pedestal, because the teachers that love what they do are angels on earth.
Or a mentor or a counselor. They're all the same.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Counseling is teaching. That's true.
Right.
It's just a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's move into the meat of this show, you guys. As I said before, there is no Stephanie or Ryan.
But we did talk about business during the break, and y'all, and we decided that since Stephanie did it as an incident, we'll announce details on the part two episode of the tell all. But we're going to do an Instagram live of us later in the week, because I'm going to be back in LA. Insta live. We'll do an Insta live later this week where we talk about Stephanie.
Can we order me a wig?
You never have to ask that of me. Always. How dare you? Just order that wig.
Can you get cat ears to be cuckoo?
That's fine. The way I feel about those wigs is the way I'm going to stand by when I said, Jesus doesn't care if you suck a dick. You can add or buy a wig.
Or buy a wig.
I was walking, and
We were walking in MD Anderson, and my dad was getting a procedure done. So I was walking by, and I was walking that this woman walked out of the elevator, and I was like, "Ooh, I love your hair." And she said, "Thank you. It's a wig." And I said, "Where'd you get it? I want to borrow that." She was, and then she said, "Girl, I'll let you.
Can you take it down a notch?"
No, my dad was shaking his head. He was getting a blood transfusion, so I was killing time. When my dad's in a hospital bed sleeping, I just go around and talk to people at MD Anderson. I think it'd be fun
to
be a person.
I would hate to watch you doing that.
No, I think it would be really fun to like go in a hospital and just be a person that talks to people and
like
makes them
Patch
feel better.
Adams. Yeah, we saw what happened to him. I don't know. I never saw the movie.
That just shut me down. That completely stopped me.
You are. Let's you're like on. Fucking Patch Adams.
Let's move on.
You know, stop bothering people. Not everyone wants to have their lives intruded upon.
I just want to help people feel better.
Yeah, but not every... I'm saying from people like me, not everyone wants to tell you everything about their lives. Yes, a lot of people are going to, but people
I'm not
like,
pressuring them.
People like me is like, I just want a sandwich, you know?
That's fine.
It's like when I was talking to my neighbor for like a 3-second conversation today, and I could tell he did not want to talk. And I pick up cues like that. You just blow past them and make people talk to you. It's true. You do that.
We need to move on. And I
just
agree
read
not
you
to,
for filth.
I can agree not to agree. Let's talk about Mike.
Let's
and
talk about
Nathalie.
Mike and Nathalie.
Mike and Nathalie.
First of all, Sean Robinson is all of us. It's like, so Mike, I was shocked when you two said you were still together. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I was agog. I mean,
like, I could not believe it that this was happening in front of my face.
I mean, I believe that Jodi Arias didn't kill her boyfriend. And like, and I still didn't believe your relationship.
Like when baby Jessica came out of the well, I was more shocked for this.
I just love, and then she has this question that says, on a scale from 1 to 10, how are things?
And then she said, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. And then Nathalie has the longest
pause. Oh my
pause
God, I
ever.
Aged during it.
Like everyone is sitting there, it's crickets.
What did
crickets,
you predict? What did you predict? What number did you predict? And I'll tell you what I predicted.
Well, I just want to say it's the longest pause, but then when Nathalie went 6,
I threw my
smile,
pad.
I
threw my legal pad.
My dad asked me what was wrong because I went, stop, and I started cackling.
What was your answer? What did you think she was going to say?
I thought she was going to say 2.
That's exactly what I thought. That was 2. Mine.
And but no, y'all, long pause.
Oh,
long
my
pause.
God.
6.
And then when Mike says 7, I'm like, then, what show are you watching?
That's why I'm like, they're both out of their minds. They're both out of their minds. I've decided after this. If they're seeing it, they're both complete.
I wrote down,
who's Tracy?
Is this who's on Tracy? Is this on a 100-point scale instead of a 10-point scale? Who's Tracy?
I said that today in a parking lot.
Someone left me a message, Tracy, from someone who needed accompaniment from something. And my first response was, who's Tracy? I love Summer House for that. It's given us that one gift.
The one gift.
Who's
that,
Tracy?
That and fucking Carl. Oh, God, I want his balls in my mouth.
Oh, I would just want to like, I want to just like rub him all over.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like sleep on his hairy chest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting horny again. God damn
again?
This vaccine.
Again?
It's kind of perpetual. It's kind of where I've been.
Oh, golly. I'm so ready to stop hearing Poodle talk about counting down the days. Ooh. Of getting. He's having his own D-Day.
I'm starting to line him up next week. Mm-hmm. You'll need to be away from out of doors for certain times. So it might be too loud. So basically, that Natalie says the rote relation the response and says, "Well, we need to work on our relationship."
What does that mean again? I want specifics.
I don't know. Or we have to work on our problems. Or we have
what
to.
What problems? Oh. But then they don't want to talk about them because.
I just want to bang my head against a wall every time they say it.
Because this is kind of jumping a little bit. But earlier when Sean, again, Sean was like, "Did something happen this morning while you're not talking?" And Natalie's like.
I refuse to say.
I don't want to say. Well, do you mind
this
saying?
This is a reality show.
Like, say, you're supposed to say. So we don't know what was said this morning. And Sean was pressuring her.
And this is part of the problem. That they can't even talk about these things.
So that's what, you know, you really kind of said over and over that we were being punked and that you thought it was fake.
And I've still got some more stuff now.
But I don't.
Well, it's not even. It's not even that we were being.
I think they're both that insane.
It's not even that we were being. That we were being punked or fake. It's that I wrote down, she's not wearing the ring, and I wrote, this smells fishy. Why are they even trying to, why can't they come and say, yeah, we're not doing that well. But maybe they have so much either arrogance or it's also from the production. But I don't even think the production would give a shit if they would just be honest about how they were.
Yeah, agree.
And it makes me very – that's why – one of the reasons I said it was fake or that I feel like a lot of – we weren't really being shown the whole story is that maybe it's – we weren't being shown the story. Everything was saying, yeah, we got to work on our problems.
Like they were – meaning Mike and Natalie weren't telling the story. Yes. Yes.
So because that's not how reality TV is done. That doesn't make for compelling reality TV.
No, but it does make compelling when Sean says, so – we're going to watch a scene that took place the day of your wedding. And y'all, we get the famous scene of Natalie in the car.
Camera. Deborah, drive. My poor upstairs neighbors, when they move in, are just going to think that it's some
they're going to think that you're yelling at someone named Tamara.
Eastern European immigrants downstairs. They're like, it's my downstairs neighbor is great until she's making dinner and she's yelling at someone named Tamara.
Gary, how's your new neighbor? I guess Ukrainian people are just louder at night. I don't understand. So, and y'all, Sean says to Mike, she says, they watch that scene, and it is kind of incredible having them watch that scene.
Oh!
Natalie already has beautiful tear coming down her face.
And she's just, like, and you know she's watched it before. Both of them have.
But she does look like a victim who's like, it does seem like she's re-experiencing the trauma of this as she's watching.
That's her whole life. Her whole life is reliving this circle of trauma that she can't get past.
She can't get past.
Why she's stuck.
And Sean even says to Mike, why did you call at the wedding that day? And I like that she said, that day, the morning of.
Yeah.
Mike, why? And he was like, well.
It's got my own head.
Went down by the river and spent a lot of pressure.
Scared.
Looking lost.
Was scared. I wasn't really getting married that day. I just told her I couldn't get married that day.
I couldn't get married that day.
And and Natalie says, I just want to hug this girl and for her to be all right. And Sean was just like, you know, this is just such a 180. And Mike is like, I feel terrible. I feel terrible watching this. Then we get the big T. The big first tea spilling.
Yes.
And Natalie says, or Mike says that Natalie thought that I cheated on her the night before when I left and I went somewhere.
And everyone goes,
And I went, That makes a little more sense, because now we are sharing information that we understand the motivation for people to say things.
And Natalie says, she's like, that night she asked Tamara, where's Michael? No one knows.
I don't know. Maybe he went to his bachelor party.
Are we your friends? I don't know. I was at the hair done.
And so she says, no one knows. And she's like, I call his phone. His phone, he doesn't answer. Again, y'all, if you're married someone the night before, you have your phone on. If they call, you answer the call. If they don't answer, he did say
there was no service. I don't know if you heard him say that. I don't know if that's a feasible excuse or not.
Call her back. Check in with her. Like, you live together. It's just... And Mike was like, I just needed time to go think. Then tell the person you're going to marry.
Yeah, I agree.
Be a human, an adult, and say, I've got to have time to think about this.
I totally agree. I'm saying that it's not tit for tat. You can't excuse her freaking out over and accusing him of cheating over him leaving. That's the whataboutism of this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair either. Yes, it was shitty of him to do that, but it was just tit for tat to say you were cheating.
It didn't add up of why Natalie thought all of that. And then later Natalie says that Tamara told her that Mike was with people. And Tamara kind of said, I didn't say that. But then later she said, well, I might have said that.
Right.
But I don't remember. It was a little convoluted.
Maybe we should jump that little section, because this was another section of Mike and Natalie, but the only one where we actually went back.
Yes.
So let's move on. And we have Trish, Mike's mom, and we have Tamara.
And who got a better haircut?
It still looks with a split screen like the original lineup of Def Leppard.
It does.
Like they're about to both sing Pour Some Sugar on Me and Where's the One-Armed Drummer?
Ironically enough, y'all, I don't really want to do this, but the owner of the salon where Tamara got a haircut is here with us tonight. You know her name, everybody. Everybody, welcome Dee Dee Rivette to the show. If you're watching the video, you almost knocked over his desk.
Yo, hey, it's good to talk to everybody.
Is that Stephanie or Dee
Dee? No, this is Dee Dee. You're terrible with accents. This is much more of a Minnesota accent.
Dee Dee Rivette.
I'm a Western girl by nature.
I wish you weren't here, but you paid for it, so I'll take your money.
Dee Dee. I kind of own a little piece of, what is this show called again that I'm on?
Basically.
I've been drinking a lot more than I used to. I don't know if you're aware.
Now, Tamara got her. What's the name of your salon?
This girl who I'm house at. It's a boy?
It's a boy.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought with the facial hair and everything that she was just growing it out. But I saw her like open the door and she kind of walked away with a flourish. So I don't know nothing about no pronouns. Everyone's asking me about what my pronouns are. I know me, myself, and I. That's my Dee Dee pronouns.
I like
she.
It.
I'm a she. Ain't never going to change that.
But me, myself, and I, that sounds like the name of a good store.
You know, it's not a bad idea. Me and myself, that's the store where I sell all the Dee Dee stuff. All the Dee Dee memorabilia. Actually, it's going to be my memoir, and it's going to be called Traveling Light by Dee Dee Rivette.
Is it a novel or a pamphlet, Dee Dee?
You know, it's more of a, you know how they have a long scroll?
Yeah.
You just kind of like scroll it down to a long time. It makes a much better gift and with purchase.
Yes, that's true.
I just want to say,
you want to talk about the hair salon? Yeah, that Tamara got her haircut at. What's the name of that salon?
The name of the salon is You Bet Your Wigster. You bet your wig, sir. You bet your wig, sir. That's the saying they used to say in my family. You know, we're Swedish people. You know what? You don't ask questions of Swedes. But you know, my mom used to say, she would be at the sale barn. We'd be doing the sale barn, and she'd be selling her stuff. We'd sell our stuff every weekend at the sale barn. And she'd say things like, you know, they'd ask her, is this authentic? Is this real silver? And she's like, you bet your wig, sir. You know. I don't know if you're aware.
Oh, to your mother.
Lots of Swedish people wear wigs. Just wigs, but merkins. Which are the wig for the part down there, you know? I'm like, is this the kind of show that I can say it goes on your junk?
Yeah, you can say that.
I'm talking to the girl over here. Is this the kind of show?
She's drinking. She doesn't talk when she's not on camera.
She's putting on some kind of nail polish, it looks like. I don't know. You sure you're not a girl?
Okay, Dee Dee, we're going to run out of time, so you need to tell everybody the special you're offering at the salon.
We're offering at You Bet Your Wig, Sir. We're offering a couple things. You can get two complete head shaves.
Okay.
For $3.
Okay.
Or I can come in and we can shampoo your dog's hair, and we can clip your dog, and we can glue it on your hair. So that you you can kind of look like a twin of your dog.
It's like your version of extensions.
Not familiar. Don't know what that is. You know what? I'm going to go have a great. Someone told me about an Irish pub called Tom O'Bergen's. And I'm going to go there because I just want to go see some Irish people after a while. Everything's Thai or Vietnamese or some kind of stuff. I just want to see some Irish people.
Well, enjoy your Uber ride there.
All right, here we go. It's been nice talking to you. Hopefully this girl can give me some directions. All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye, Dee Dee.
Can't get off camera. Wow.
Yeah.
That was an experience.
That was,
man. One of the weirdest DD interviews that I've seen. Wow.
Oh, man. Okay. I know you don't like her,
but she does have her own point of view.
She does.
I will say that.
Okay.
There's not a lot out there of her unless you're listening to the InfoWars call-in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you're getting a lot of
Dee Dee. Then you're getting a lot of Dee Dee.
You're getting nothing but Dee Dee.
Fox News call-in shows.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, where were we? We were doing Trish and Tamara, the split screen of the original lineup of Def Leppard.
Tamara I like the Tamara author's perspective. Sean said, were you shocked? And Tamara said, I was shocked they called off the wedding, because she said, I see the love that the two of them have, and they do seem to be in love with Party. And that's where she said, I didn't say bachelor party, but then she said,
maybe I did.
Well, I like how she said, I didn't say bachelor party because Mike has no one.
She did say, Mike doesn't know. Mike doesn't know anyone in the town. He has nobody. He's
very remote.
He's Bojangles, and that's it.
That's it. And so then she goes, I'm sorry, go ahead, Pilly.
But Trish says, well, I think there's quite likely a big jealousy factor.
Trish is his mother, a.k.a. Oklahoma Oprah.
Yeah, and I will say she did not fare this episode the way she fared in previous episodes. And
she did not. She said because she brings up Natalie gets jealous. Right.
And Natalie does say, Natalie says, I might be jealous. That's an affirmative. You are.
That's an affirmative. And then Trish goes, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Here's the dealio.
Butter. Can we talk about butter?
Pure, creamery butter.
Grade A, unsalted. I don't want your sweet cream. Butter. It's good for you. It helps your brain. And Natalie needs some butter because she's not thinking straight.
That Alrighty. Is one of the weirdest scenes that happened this season.
That butter seems scene. Like a year ago. But that it butter scene was this season. Can we talk about butter?
I need to also say, what is this? I can't.
But she says they're fighting. Here's the deal. They're fighting all the time.
Sean basically comes in and says, this timetable is very challenging.
Was one of the best things she said.
And I went, yeah, that's the whole storyline of Nike and Natalie. The whole time, that's what we've been saying from day one. Everything feels sketch.
I think that's what I convinced me of this. It's because this was the first time that I felt like Sean was saying the things we've been thinking.
Well,
and she asked Natalie, she's like, does this timetable match up for you?
That's why, and I feel like anyone who had eyes, their eyes open watching this season said, something isn't hitting right with these two. Either we're not knowing everything or a couple things. Either A, we don't know half of the story. B, the producers are instigating things. Or C, they're outright lying. And it's one of these is true. Or maybe a combination of the two or three. But that's why it felt, and even Sean had to respond because even she's thinking of that in the moment.
How are they going to be on Happily Ever After?
Oh, fuck. That's right. They are.
Yeah. That's going to be brutal. By the way,
can we just not cover them?
No, we are. Did you see the preview for Happily Ever After?
I haven't yet. I'm still in boxes, y'all.
You mean it came on this episode, like in the commercial break.
Oh, I fast-forwarded through all of them.
You didn't see Elizabeth's sister getting in Elizabeth's face on a boat and saying, you're so fake.
Oh, no, I've
you're
seen so that fake. One. I've seen that
and
one.
And then she throws her drink in her face.
Yes.
And you didn't see sister Tammy and mother.
No, I've seen that preview.
Yeah. Oh, it looks
I want
good.
Money. It's what I want.
Y'all.
It's definitely part of this season.
Mama.
Money bags.
Mama, what's her son's name?
Asuelu.
Mama Asuelu is coming back and sister Tammy's ready to fight.
I want airtime. It's what I want.
It's what I want.
Because Discovery Matt Sharp pay me.
It's going to be real good.
She's one of the few characters I'm looking forward to. Even though Andre's hot, I don't really care. I don't give a shit about him. I don't give a shit about Elizabeth and her fucking family.
Elizabeth looked better. I don't care either. But did you notice even when Andre is talking in the clip, he adjusts his dick?
I'm sure.
I enjoy
that. He's a fucking like Philistine.
I'm not subscribed to his OnlyFans until he shows his dick. So
let
us know.
He hasn't yet. It's been nothing. Not that I've looked. Not that I've looked.
Poodle hasn't checked every day.
Not that I've looked. I will say.
1 p.m. alarm is that I always hear when I'm at your house.
I will say, I've found a couple sites where I've seen the following dicks. I have seen Jonathan from Fernanda and Jonathan's dick, and it is something to see.
Oh, really?
And then I think I've seen Jay's of Ashley and Jay's dick.
Okay.
A couple others. But those are out there.
Cars honking again in this complex. I hope you don't hear it.
Jesus. What are they doing?
I don't know. It's just this person, but whatever.
So Tamara says, Trish, this is a big thing for her. Tamara says.
So Michael said he was going to call. Michael called his mom, Trish, and said he was not going to marry Natalie. He was going to call off the wedding and he was going to give her money and go back to Ukraine.
Right.
Now, I will say, not to defend Mike, but and maybe it's a lost in translation thing, but you see kind of, I think it's more of she's cuckoo too, of Natalie, how she immediately takes that to,
why you don't want to marry me?
You want me to go home?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, that feels like rejection. Instead of we're both at an impasse.
We're both at an impasse. I did something to hurt you. You did something to hurt me. Sean, and she said, I don't, and Mike, again, good on Sean Robinson, because Mike's like, no, that's not what I meant. And Sean Robinson said, but your mom just said you were going to give her money to take her home.
Yeah. And then mom said, yeah. And then Sean said, and what I also heard was, Trish, you asked Tamara of Drive, Tamara, Drive! You asked Tamara to object during the, if anyone has objections to this marriage, do it now. That is shady as fuck.
Where's that shade button? Where is that shade button?
It's in the move. I don't know where it is.
It's back.
That was shady as F.
Isn't that when Rebecca went, fuck?
Yeah.
Or somebody.
Here's the thing. Y'all, no one gives a shit when anyone objects. That's not even a legal thing, is it?
I don't.
Come at us if that's actually a legal thing.
Maybe in like Amish land? Pennsylvania?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you sign the marriage certificate, it's done.
I don't know.
That's a TV film thing that's taught us. I object. It's the whole thing of The Graduate when he takes her and, you know.
Well, you ruined it. Never saw that movie.
You know what? It's too late for you. If you haven't seen The Graduate yet, sorry.
You know what I haven't seen that y'all were talking about and I realized and I want to see it? I've never seen She's All That.
It's a fun movie.
Well, Freddie Prinze Jr.
He
was one of my spank bankers.
But that's one of those movies where you take off her glasses and she's beautiful. It's very, very nice.
I would say she looks like an adult without glasses, and with glasses, she looks 8.
Is that Rachel Lee Cook? Am I making that up?
I don't know.
Name? I don't know. There was a lot of 3 named Rachels, it seems like.
Yeah, there was.
There
was.
And Trish says, yes, I wanted to do that.
This was a never before seen moment. So there actually was an interview of Tamara saying, that's how she knew. She's saying, I got a call.
Yeah.
Dejected away. She's like, I'm in shock. The clip ends.
And Tamara refuses to do it.
Yeah, Tamara refuses to do it. The clip ends. Cut to Natalie. Natalie looks like someone just like poured gasoline all over her. Rebecca says, I am so sorry, Natalie.
Is it that they just want to break her down? I think that the whole 9 Days crew is just all about letting everyone feast on Natalie's tears. And how much can we make Natalie cry in one season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trish says, you know, when all they do is fight, fight, fight all day, day after day, why would you want to get them married? And that's when, so some people don't like when the cast jumps in. Like some people thought Rebecca was bossy. I love all, that's my favorite part of the tell-all. I want to hear Rebecca. I want to hear Tariq.
That's tell-all. That's the whole point. Tariq tried to get some stuff in, but more than often than not, it was just like that guy talking at the movie screen who no one was really listening to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I like that about the tell-all. I like that people butt in their opinions on other cast members, because that's when the cast was kind of like, what the fuck, mom?
Rebecca got some good ones in. So did Jovi, shockingly, and so did Yara.
You know what I love is that
Julia kind of embarrassed herself most of the time, unfortunately.
That Jovi and Yara agreed. Like, I even felt like
They're going to be fine.
I'm going to say this now. I think they're going to be like the next
Lauren and Alexi.
And Alexi.
I wrote that down, actually. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Or they would have been like Russ and Paolo until she went crazy.
Paola.
whatever. She's a wrestler now, so it's
Russ
all different.
Russ and Paolo is a gay adult film on my on my hard drive.
She's a wrestler now.
Yeah, and people aren't having it because, like, you don't realize it takes a lot of training to become a wrestler.
Well, she's a physical. I mean, she's very athletic. Yeah, so maybe she's been training.
She's got a lot of issues online.
She also kind of has to be a good actor because a lot of wrestling people are good actors.
She's a fucking anti-vaxxer. I don't have any.
She is. Yeah, I know. She's gross. We're about to talk about her and Happily Ever After on our classic 90 Day.
It's really hard to talk about some of these people who espouse really awful views. I do want to say, at the very end of it, Sean Robinson goes, "Welp."
Oh my God. When Sean Robinson said, "Welp."
Welp. I don't think anyone's ever done that in the history of television at the end of something, just where everyone's looking around and no one knows what to say. Just goes, "Welp."
Welp. I
guess we're going to go to commercial.
I would interview Sean Robinson just to be like, what were you like? Did you have to take a bath after this tell-all?
Well, no, the thing about it is we've talked to her a little bit in social media before, and she's very careful about what she says because she knows where her checks are being written from.
Yeah, which I would be too if I was
yeah,
her.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't be. You'd give so many little things away.
No, I wouldn't. Ugh. I'm way better at secrets than you.
You're probably right, but you know you'd do it.
No, working a lot of contract to contract.
They take a break and we're to finish up.
I just want to bring up one thing though, because I wanted to ask your opinion about this. And just from what we're seeing, Trish's big thing is I just think they're sketchy, the mom.
Yeah.
She comes here and she wants to change everything about him and who he is and what he does.
Well,
saw that?
She did want to try to change him a little bit. She wanted him to be obviously a vegetarian or vegan or whatever she is. And she wanted him to be more in shape, but I think any improvement on Mike would be an improvement because there's not a lot there. There's someone who completely just floats through his life like he's on a lazy river, like on one of those inner tubes that most of lazy river is at least 20% urine.
The reason why he was
sorry, I just did a water park reference. If you've been to a water park, you have been to a lazy river, and it's urine.
But I enjoyed them when I was a kid.
I wanted to go on the slides. I never wanted to go to the lazy river.
So, bless his heart. But anyway, and that's when Rebecca kind of jumps in and she says, "My son's a grown-ass man. He would not do that." And that's kind of where it – and then we see – this is what I loved about this tell-all. Then it shows them all eating lunch.
It's crafty. Yeah, they're at craft services.
And they're
eating
lunch. And
this looks very sad. It's just little boxes, like bento boxes.
Well, because it's COVID. Yeah, you get a little bento box. That's the way they do craft services now. And
I weep.
That's the way it is now.
You know what, though? That's not true. Because I think that was what they had to show. Because when I've seen craft services, when I had to get COVID tested and be in and do part of something, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh, well, maybe it's...
Yeah, so I think it was just the level of where they are because they thought it might have to be shown. Maybe they were going to be on camera. But
possibly.
The area, the COVID stuff that I was in when I did a little bit of TV film work that I can maybe tell you about next year.
Well, thanks for name dropping. Jesus.
you do it all the time!
Never. I will say... Natalie didn't eat her food. She just played with her food. So that triggered
shocking.
Me. And she doesn't talk to Mike at all.
Yeah.
Completely freezes him out.
She takes her box and leaves. And
Mike's just sitting there.
Kind of like she did. She took her box, her vagina, and she left.
Left. And I wrote, "This is amazing."
I think that's where we should stop because we've already gone about an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, we've gone a lot.
And so we've got a lot more to talk about on the next episode.
That's part one of the tell. Yeah, so next episode, we're going to be talking about Jovi and Yara with a little bit of Gwen, the MVP.
Mama Jovi, she gonna be talking about, she looking purple in her outfit. She got her purple on. She got her Mardi Gras purple.
We have Brandon and Julia.
Bon, bon, bon. Pumping umbrellas. Bon, bon, bon. Bon, bon, bon. Beignet.
We also have Rebecca and Zied. And who knows? We might have some more surprise guests.
Yes. I do know Cousin Olga has sent a raven, and she does want to come back and give kind of... She wants to run down... More likely read the Ukrainian and Russian girls. I know there's been something about
and
that.
And when I was giving my father a bath tonight, I thought I heard the theme from Lord of the Rings. So that's all I'm saying.
Great. Hopefully he can, he's not doing chores for his mom.
We'll see if he can get away. Y'all, we're also going to be talking about, we're in on this plastic surgery. I mean, just a really, it was a great tell all. I loved it. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygatespodcast.com for all our other stuff. You can come at us on Cameo. I'm doing cameos now. I think Poodle's still paused
I might start up midweek this week.
I'm making you wait till next week. I can't deal with it. I gotta wait till next week.
I'm just trying to get my life together, like Cody Rigsby on Peloton says.
They're not paying us. You can't talk about them.
But I'm saying do Peloton.
Use your own words.
I don't like it when you correct me for things I agree with, but you're right. As soon as we're advertiser for Peloton, y'all, I won't shut the fuck up. I'm changing my middle name to Peloton.
Anyway, y'all, we're very excited to talk about this. Also, is there anything else? Oh, hey, 5 stars. Be sure to check out the March Madness review of Palooza to see if you won. But still, we appreciate it so much when you leave five stars. And if you don't know what to say, because if you write something, it helps bump us up more. So you can always write, keep going,
keep
queens.
Keep going, queens.
We want to do, also, we're coming up, we were on the podcast, we need to talk about Britney.
Yes.
We'll let you know when that episode was dropped with Jen.
With Jen, and it was so, we had such a good time.
It was really a great time. Yeah. Brought a lot of memories.
That's an Erio show, you guys. And it's our favorite collabs that it's done kind of outside of our normal area. Like, we didn't really talk about 90 Day Fiancé. We talked about Britney Spears and just how it affected our lives. And we watched the making of the videos, and we just took a moment, and both you and I kind of got emotional.
We did. Yeah. We got emotional.
She was great too.
She was fantastic. And it's a great show anyway. I just want to do a shout out, 'cause you know, we have sissies, not to brag. I just mean to say, like, we have sissies all over the world. And so a lot of sissies we know are being affected by the St. Vincent volcano. So
in Barbados. Yes.
In Barbados. So we just want to send our love to you. We want to let you know that we're thinking
about you guys.
And we hope that we were able to give you a laugh in all of that, all that's going on. So, and send our prayers to you. Oh, and that reminds me, Poodle, the charity for the month. In our Facebook group, we should tell people about
that. It is Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
Yes. If you're seeing all the hashtags, Stop Asian Hate, they started that. So we're doing this in response, especially what happened in Georgia, but also just for our AAPI
and also
sissies.
For what happened in New York City when someone attacked an Asian woman on the street without any provocation at all.
So if you're interested in go to our Facebook group. We have fun in there. And you'll
Sissy
see
Squad.
The Sissy Squad, there'll be some announcement. You can click on the announcement. You can donate to the organization directly.
And if you don't want to join the Sissy Squad, you can always donate. I think it's aajc.org.
I'm trying to remember. I'll try to put it in the show notes. But
it's Asian Americans Advancing Justice.
Or you can buy merch. All the proceeds of our merch that we make, all of our proceeds go toward the charity for each month.
Right.
So that's going to be going. So that's something we're doing forever. So anyway, y'all, that's it. We appreciate you so much. We call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely, lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong sound stages?
Yes. Where was I going to say?
You've had time.
I had to look something up. Oh, I know what it is. And if you are like Yara, and your favorite quote is, I just look good. I just need to spend time to be good looking.
Call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.